failure is never a final destination. In fact, failure is an option. We have a right to choose if it's the end or if it's the beginning. We have a right to say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, or I want to keep on trying because I know that it's going to get better. So that option is actually ours. Unfortunately, we tend to look at what we lack. We tend to worry so much that we fall into depression about the things we don't have and things we can do anything about. Instead of worrying so much, why not celebrate those things we have? Why not sit back, have sober reflection, and look at the things we truly need that we have? Personally, I'd say we truly need the air we breathe, and we have it. We truly need shelter, and we have it. So many things we take for granted, and then we worry about vanity. Let's embrace our wonderful world. Let's celebrate little victories. Let's wake up and thank God for the life we have. Rather than asking, wanting, dear God, I want this, I want that, I want that, I want this. And when we don't get it, we worry. We fall into depression. That shouldn't be the case. Let's make ourselves happy. You know, in the words of Joel Osteen, he says, choose faith over fear. None of us is immune to fear. Fear, we try to dominate our thoughts if we allow it. But focus on your faith. Let God deal with your fear. That's the words of Joel Osteen. And I kind of agree with him because we are afraid. Sometimes we don't even want to try. We don't even want to do it. We are like, we'll fail. We've already decided and concluded that we're going to fail even before trying. But it shouldn't be so. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to have faith in ourselves. That's one of the ways we know that failure is not the final destination. Hakuna Matata, people. Hakuna Matata. My name is Juliet Moyen, and you've been listening to Juliet Cares. Thank you so much. Have a good day.